All right, B'siyata D'Shmaya, today we'll take a look at the Mishnah and Gemara and Ayin Aleph on the Beis, the Sugya Milo Mimsra L'Shliach. What we will do is we will do four things, B'siyata D'Shmaya, on this Sugya, touch on four things of the Sugya. Number one is the fascinating Lashon of the Mishnah of Amar L'Sofer, you tell the sofer to write and the edim to sign, and the implication of that. We'll get into what is the Nekudas HaMachlokas, Rabbi Meir, B'siyata D'Shmaya, Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Yossi, see how that relates to Pshat in Rashi on our Gemara. And then take a look at a couple of Lamdasha in Yanim, one being more Halacha. How do we paskin in the sugya of Omer Imru that comes up in our sugya? And finally, the parameters of Omer Imru. So let's b'siyata d'shmaya begin. Zaktehe l'gimishna. Amru lo nichtov get l'ishtecha. They asked the fellow, do you want to write get to your wife? I saw some of the achronim ask. The point of our Mishnah is that when the Baal says, you write a get, you have to write the get. You can't tell somebody else to write the get. So why is the Mishnah emphasizing, they ask the guy, who cares? What, that's entirely superfluous. Amr l'nechtov get l'ishtecha has nothing to do with the point of the Mishnah. So I think the simple answer to the question is, it could be simple is not enough. But the simple answer is that previously we were talking about Mishnah achsu kerdaikus, and we want to know whether the guy is a bar das or not. So we ask him certain questions. So we're talking about someone who's a shchiv meira, as Rashi says, Amr lo lebari o l'shchiv meira chacham. So they're asking the shchiv meira. It's a darko to ask a shchiv meira. In a chanami, it's not going to affect the halachos and the hemshich of the Mishnah. So Rashi says that we're talking about shchiv meira, which is a continuation of the different individuals who are in compromised state of giving a get. That's how our perek is about. Our perek is about people who are in compromised state of giving a get. But in terms of the rest of our sugya, whatever we're going to discuss today, there's nothing that's going to have anything to do with the fact that we asked him. Amr lo nichtav get lishtachava, amr lehen ksovo. And he says, right, amru l'sofer, but what they did was, they tell a sofer, v'kasav, ule'edim v'chasamo, they instructed somebody else. Afal pi, or the individual instructed somebody else. Afal pi shekasvu v'chasmu v'nasnu lo. V'chazar v'nasan la, hare get batal, the get is batal, achi omer l'soif ha'ksoif u'le'edim chasoymai. Since the Baal told the fellow to do it, so the simple reading of our Mishnah is that you need to do it yourself. But the Gemara has two possible explanations of what the problem in our Mishnah is. One is going to be the first pshat, the other Ravashi. The Gemara is going to spend some time challenging the first pshat. We're not going to go through all the Shaklavataria, but again, we'll try to give a little overview of the sugya. So the Gemara says, "Taima d'lomer tnu, ha'omer tnu nosnin." Ah, maybe the problem was not that the husband didn't tell the sofer himself, but the problem was in the nature of the instruction. He said, "Ksovo taima d'lomer tnu, hamer tnu nos nim." So then, mani Rabbi Meir, that would follow Rabbi Meir. The amar milim mamsur shliach. That we have this problem that words can't be given over to shliach. Ema seifa atshiom la sofer ksov uleidim chasomo. Asan la Rabbi Yosi. That's going to follow the shita of Rabbi Yosi. The amar milim lo mamsur shliach. Reish Rabbi Meir is seifa Rabbi Yosi. Now, interestingly, even though the Gemara comes up with a lot of other constructions over here, ultimately, this is the maskana of the first pshat of the Gemara. The maskana of the first pshat of the Gemara is Eina Chanami. The Reisha has a problem, not because of Mili lo mimsur l'shliach. Rabbi Meir holds Mili can be given to shliach, which would mean that I could instruct someone else the message that the Baal had given to me. That's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi holds Mili lo mimsur l'shliach. And Eina Chanami, the Seifa says, the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. It's very, very difficult. But ultimately, the Gemara comes back to that pshat on the top of Ayin Beis Amud Aleph. Alternatively, of course, we have the Shita of Ravashi. Ravashi, eight lines from the top in Ayin Beis Amud Aleph. Ravashi Amar Kula Rabbi Yossi, V'loimi Bayi Kamar, that everything is following Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Yossi is saying, number one, you have a problem of Kisvu Tenu, and then you also have a problem of Mili Lo Mimsur L'Shliach. What is the basis of that. So the Gemara says, as we've seen in the past, that could very well be ad sheyishmu, that you have to actually hear from the sofer itself. And that could be a problem. Milum Mimsro Shliach is until you hear the command from the sofer itself, then there is going to be a chisaron in the get. Okay. We'll now begin, that's the structure of this Gemara. We'll now begin a little bit of background, before we do the background, one pshat in the Mishnah itself. I was going to start the background in the Amoraim and how Rashi locks himself into one derech over here. But before we get into the background of the Amoraim within Reb Meir and Reb Yossi, just in regards to the nature of telling the sofer to write and the edim to sign. So the Beis Shmuel in Kuf Chav Gimel Aleph makes a fantastic ha'ara, which is it's startling. The Pnei Yoshua tries to I guess the Chevra would use the words to weasel out of it, but ultimately this pshat is the Beis Shmuel's pshat is quite stark. The Beis Shmuel points out that l'chura, this whole requirement that you need to tell the sofer to write and the edim to sign really doesn't make sense according to the basic shitas tanoim. In other words, we're talking about the Baal's requirement to instruct. The Baal's requirement to instruct is going to be based on Vikasavla, right? It's going to be based on Vikasavla. Now, what does Vikasavla mean? So we have a machlokis, just to review. According to Rabbi Eliezer, Olds, Eidah Mesirah Karsi, Vikasav means to write Lishma. According to Rabbi Meir, who says Eidah Hasim Makarsi, then Vikasav means to sign Lishma. So there's no one within Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Eliezer who holds that halacha is that you need both. That's a fantastic ha'ara. Yet the mashmolus of our Mishnah is that you have to say, ad shiyom l'sofer k'sovu l'edim chasovo. What in the world is going on? So that's a fantastic, we should have asked that question. So Beis Shmuel makes that ha'ara and he gets stuck and he says, there's one other shita. There's the shita Rabbi Yehuda on daf chaf aleph on mebeis who says that you both need chasima and k'siva l'shma. And Enoch and Ami, our Mishnah is only going according to that shita. Wild. Until the Beis Shmuel came along, no one really spelled out on our sugya that basic horror. It's really, really fascinating. Now, does someone have their for those who have their phone with them, if I could be matriach somebody to take a picture, I realize that in the photocopies I made a mistake. Does anybody have a phone to take a picture, share with the chevra in the gifting group? So I'm just going to speak it out. Amen. Thank you very much. So the Pnei Yoshua does attempt to try to address this. In your booklet, you have Lamed Tes in the Pnei Yoshua. And what's that? Yeah, correct. Right. Well, in other words, the Mashmos is that you have a problem if you didn't tell the sofer or the edim chasomo, right. According to many, according to Rabbi Yossi, the problem is milu lo mimsro l'shliach. Who cares? At the end of the day, that shouldn't be a ma'akev. Either if you're Rabbi Eliezer, the chasima shouldn't be ma'akev, right. and if you're Rabbi Meir, then the ksiva shouldn't be ma'akev.
That's one of them is.
One of them is, but that's not the mashmos over here. Ad shiyom l'sofer ksov l'edim chasomo. That's you need both. The Pashas says you need both. The Pashas says you need both. That's the Pashas of the Lashon HaMishnah. So Rabosai, there is a big chiddush of the Pnei Yoshua. The Pnei Yoshua claims that you have to learn that our sugya, according to Rabbi Meir, is that if the husband seems to want the guy to both write and sign, even though it's not ma'akev lahalacha, it now becomes a hakpadas habal, and it becomes a hakpadas habal, then if you don't follow it, then it's a chisaron and sivui habal. That's what Rabbi Meir says. First of all, it's not clear that this is a hakpadas habal, but that's what the Pnei Yeshua says. And he gives Bar Mekomos that he says maybe there's a tosos in earlier that might agree with it, There's not. I didn't see a hachreach in the Tosas. I think the kasha is stronger than the teretz, and it could very well be that the Beis Shmuel is right. That ain't a chanami. That the mashmos is that this mishnah will be going according to Rabbi Yehuda, not according to the standard shitas of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Eliezer.
Say
lav dafka.
Meaning, for
that,
meaning it's
that's
not crazy to say. Meaning, pick a side. One of them is
going to
be being to say. Like no one
picks. But okay, you're right. If you're 100% right. The Amoraim do this all the time.
Right.
The Amoraim just did Reisha of Meir with Sefer and Lazar, right?
Say one or the other.
And it just means one or the other. But I would like the Gemara to stop at it. I would like the Rishonim to stop at it. That it's the Beis Shmuel and the Pnei Yoshua are the first that stop at it that I'm aware of. That's fascinating.
Even Rashi, when he talks about it, he's only talking about Ksiva, so it's possible that like Rashi's reading it to only be like one or the other.
Maybe.
He says,
right.
Right. He's just talking about Lichto. Well, why not talk about both?
Right,
maybe
okay.
Maybe you view it as just being one or the other.
Ulai. Baruch HaTorah Deinu Enei Melech HaLam Shakom Yeh B'dvaro. Okay, you could learn Rashi that way. That's possible. But I would like something maybe a little bit more comprehensive, not just in general, not just your Pshat Ritzi. Just okay. That's issue number one. Number two, Rabosai, the background. The background of the Suya Milo Mimsro L'Shliach, the most important Gemara. Everybody knows that the sixth parak has Mili. But the sixth parak, which we didn't get to, but the sixth parak's Mili is really just a complicated Shakla V'Tarya, and has less in terms of the critical Shitas Amoraim. The critical Shita Amoraim appears on Chavtes Amid Aleph, and then we're going to see how the Ran summarizes the entire Sugya so beautifully in 10 lines. He summarizes everything based on these Amoraim. I'm spelling out the obvious. That was one of the things I learned from Rav Braunschweigel, is that not every moment of Shir has to be a Chiddush. Just to teach the sugya is Rabbi Mendelssohn in his Hesped for Rabbi Braunschweigel said very nicely that many times Rabbi Braunschweigel will read a Rajba and explain the Rajba, and then you say, and I have nothing to add. You'd read the Rajba and explain the Rajba. It doesn't have to be. That's you learn the sugya. Okay, so on Daf Chavtes Amid Aleph. So the Gemara quotes the Mishnah later on, Amar l'shnayim t'nu'ina uruminu. The uruminu is not relevant, is not critical for us right now. Amar l'shnayim t'nu get l'ishti o'shlosha kisvu getu t'nu l'ishti harelu yichtu v'yitnu. Inu in, avo shliach lo. The guy himself who's instructed has to write it. So this is mili lo mimsurin l'shliach, but actually, mili lo mimsurin l'shliach is Rava's explanation. There are two explanations. Amar abaye hasam taim amai mishum bizoyin de baal, hacha baal lo kapit. So Abaye points out that it's not an absolute rule. It depends on whether there is bizayon de baal. And when it comes to bizayon de baal, then that's going to be a problem. What is bizayon de baal? So bizayon de baal, Rashi by us explains so beautifully. Rashi and Ayin Aleph on Beis. Taima delo amar lam tnu blo kisvu. The kivel amar kisvu. If the baal says to the guy, right, he's embarrassed that he doesn't know how to write a get. So this is fascinating. It's not something dramatic that you have to hear from the Baal. It's just the mitzius that the Baal is going to be makbid. And then you need to add that the Baal is makbid, so then it becomes a chisaron in the tzivui habal. L'chura, that's going to be the pshat. So, actually, it's important to recognize that's a misnomer. Mili lo mimsro l'shliach is not l'chol adeos. That's the next shita. The first shita is that the problem is bizayon de baal. Rav amar mishum de mili ninu mili lo mimsro l'shliach. And the Gemara says, nafgamina is going to be shliach matana. The Gemara says that does the rule problem, could you have the issue of matana? I tell you to give somebody a matana, and you tell someone else, on my behalf. So if the problem is that the words can't be given over to a shliach, then by matana you're going to have a problem. If it's a halacha of baal, so then it's not going to apply. That's the Gemara Chavtes Amid Aleph. Spelling out the obvious, or building the basics in the sugya, the Ran, at the end of the sixth perek, in Garcia and Perek Kol Haget, spells out, based on the Shakla V'Tarya of our Gemara, and the Gemara in the sixth perek, we have all of our bases covered. The Ran gives us the whole picture. Says the Ran, Garcia Perikol Get Mishum Bizoin Abal, Shalom Lichto Get Vein Rotse Shiye Duram Shein De Lakosvo, the Sphere Lay the Rav, the Shita of Rav, the Tamayo de Rame Rab Yossi Mesnisa Mishum Bizoin De Balhu, that Rame Rab Yossi are arguing about a Metzius about Bizoin De Bal. Do we have to worry about Bizoin De Bal or not? Now, the Gemara differentiates between whether he told three or whether he didn't tell three. So says the Ran, Uba Omer L'Shlosha Tnu Kamifligi. This that the Gemara says that there is the Machlokis when he told three. The Rameir Savar, Kivan Shasan Bezdin, V'derech L'Tzavu Slachem, Goli B'day Tadulo Kapit Abizyono. Even Rabbi Meir is concerned of Bizayon the Baal, that he's going to be embarrassed. But he holds that once you've instructed three, so that in such a case, then he's not embarrassed. When you're uncomfortable about something, you're not going to tell three people to execute. You'll tell one. Rabbi Yossi savor delecha ba'achid gluya daita, and Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Is that a lamda shemachlokus pashas to machlokus and metzius? We'll leave it as that. Ule Shmuel the Amar time is mishum demila minsur l'shliach barom l'shlosha. What's going to be their machlokus? So the Ran needs to spell what's the mekusa machlokus according to that. Ba pligi Rabbi Rabbi Yossi Rabbi savor nihidul minsur l'shliach lebeidina minsurin dalima milsa the beidina, that Bezdin has the power to make a shlichus of words. Rabbi Yossi sav dehechdo mimsel shliach hachinami delo mitzer lebezdin. So there is some type of chisarin that we're only going to get to at the end of shir of words being over passed on from one shliach to the next. That could very well be. It's no longer words once it's a ma'aseh bezdin. So once it's a ma'aseh bezdin, now bezdin has their own instruction, and that is going to be enough to remove the problem mili. Lo mimsur l'shliach. That's going to be the shita of Rabbi Meir. But Rabbi Yossi is going to disagree. Now, Rashi makes a very... Now we'll do a little bit of pshat on Ayin Aleph on Beis. We haven't done pshat yet. So now Rashi and Ayin Aleph on Beis is quite interesting. Because what Rashi did over here is Rashi only mentioned Bizayon Debal. And which is quite striking. Why is that striking? Because the Hezber of Rava, generally Rava is... the one we follow, the Hezber of Rava, was Milo Mimsur L'Shliach. Yet, if you go through the Sugya, Rashi keeps on explaining the Sugya, especially in the opening lines, but Rashi talks about Bizayon Debal. Again, Taima Delo Amar Lem Tznu, Below Kisvu, Dekim Lam Kisvu, Makbira Yibadavar Shloim, Alachar Yichtov, Sheboshu Sulo Legal, Shein Deir Lichtov, Get, Ubaha Filer Meir Mode, and Rebbe Meir is Mode, Shemamer kiss we get lishdi afilu amr lebezin lasam bezin l'arshin sachem al kach. By the way, of course, this is the Rashi that we made reference to in the first shir. The Rashi says lekamon perik iskabel. It's mufurish that Rashi had Misha Achso as the sixth perik. Okay. So why did Rashi only say bizayon debal? Why didn't Rashi mention the more fundamental issue? So the Pnei Yoshua says quite beautifully. The Pnei Yoshua says that we already said that according to Rabbi Yossi, his reason is, the Gemara says, because of Milo Mimsur L'Shliach. This is Pnei Yoshua on the phone. Yeah, you know what? Let's do it inside. Page Mem. Hachi Mashma Le Miloshin Gemara, the Kamar Rabbi Meiri, the Amar Milo Mimsur L'Shliach. Im came machma pshada loshon da hada posel Rabbi Meir biksovo lav mishum dilimili lo mimsur l'shliach. From Rashi, it's mashma that the issue is not an issue of mili lo mimsur l'shliach. Val karchach mishum bizayon abalhu. Now wait a second. It says Rashi, our Gemara set up that the machlok is between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi is on mili mimsur l'shliach or not. So when it doesn't work according to Rabbi Meir, so then it can't be because of mili lo mimsur l'shliach. We already said, according to Rabbi Meir, mili mimsur l'shliach. So the time that it doesn't work according to Rabbi Meir is due to bizayon abal. It's very, very beautiful. In other words, just to put things in context. From the mashmos of our sugya is taka mashma that at least when we're talking about Rabbi Meir, that we're working within bizayon abal. Because Rabbi Meir holds Mili Mimser and Lishliach. So in a case where it doesn't work, according to Rabbi Meir, the pashas would be that the issue would be Bizayon Habal. It's a very, very second point. I just wanted to structure the sugya. What is the Machlokas HaMorayim? And put into the pshat of how Rashi emphasized Bizayon Habal and not the other.
It's easier to say it's a threshold thing. That it's not about
Bizayon
Habal, but we would say
Bizayon Habal
only in certain contexts.
Right. So the problem, I think what the Pnei Yoshua, the reason why the Pnei Yoshua doesn't want to learn like that is because then you would have liked the Gemara to have qualified that. You would have liked the Gemara to have said, on this case, Mili's Mimser L'Shliach, in this case, Mili's Lo Mimser L'Shliach. The fact that we don't have any qualification would indicate that we're working within Bizayon Habal. That's how the... I think that's a nice point.
Even though that's not explicated either. I mean, Bizayon Habal isn't explicated either.
Right. So neither of those points are. So Rashi wants to keep things neat, and Rashi's saying that I think the Derech HaPshat in Rashi, that Hezbar the Pnei Yoshua, is consistent with the Derech HaPshat in Rashi. That Rashi will definitely, if a Rishon came along and said that there were different thresholds, if a Ramban would say such a thing, that we would... is very much anticipated. But in Rashi, I think it's quite nice. That Rashi says, the Gemara just said, Reb Meir holds a Mili, and that means any time there's a problem, it's not because of Mili Mimser Shliach, it's because of Bizayon Habal. So everything works out nicely. Reb Tzvi, the times that the Rishonim are more likely to do that is when the Rishonim themselves have more of a gisha towards Psak. And then they have to choose. So the Bali Tosis will say, if I paskin over here like this, so I'll have to say that there are two different levels. Rashi is never intimidated by Psak. Rashi will always choose the simplest Pshat based on the awareness of the other sugyas. So Rashi assumes, okay, so Reb Meir, quote unquote, paskins Mili Mimser L'Shliach. So then the explanation will be the other explanation of Bizayon Habal. It's nice and neat. It's a nice point. Okay. After we have the background and the pshat in Rashi, let's take a look now at how we paskin. So, if we on Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph, when I say how we paskin, what I mean is how do the Rishonim theorize la halacha and the sugyas. So, on Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph in the Dapim of the Rif in your grandfather's Gemara, so we're going to see the Ran that the Ran spells out. The two nafkaminas in the sugyas of Mili Mimser L'Shliach or not, and he makes a point of how we paskin. So let's take a look at the Ran. Vafilu dibar maskel vafilu amr imru l'sayfer v'yichtov mefurish b'gemara. Demand the svir lei the amr imru kosher svir lei the chasom sefer v'eid pasul. Now. Ran Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph Dibar Maskel Vafilu. So in the Oz Vader, by the way, whenever I'm giving a dapim in the Rif, the Oz Vader has that on the top as well. Do you know that? That it has on. Okay. So he says Vafilu Amar Imu L'Sofer V'Yichdom. Mefurish B'Gemar and Mandis Sfira Le'De Amar Imu Kasher Sfira Le'De Chasom V'Sefer V'Sofer V'Eid Pasul. And that by the way was spelled out in the Shaka of Tari V'Ara Gemara. But we will see it in the Ran. The Ran spells it out. Klomer, she'im asofer atzmo chosen be'edus haget im eid acher pasul. If the sofer himself signs on the edus haget, so then it's pasul. Di'i amrit kasher, because if you're going to say it's kasher, nafik mina churva. If we're going to allow a sofer with an aid. So then in such a case, then there's going to be a churban. The zimnin to Amar Baal, once the halach is that it's kosher, so then the Baal will say, imu l'sofer v'yichtivu, ulponu ulponu v'yichtimu, u'mishum kisufa de sofer. And what's going to happen is, the original shliach, let's give names over here, Ruvain's the Baal, Shimon's the shliach, and Ruvain the Baal told them to have Yosef and Binyamin and sofer sign. So, he feels bad, Shimon feels bad, that Sofer himself is not going to be asked to sign. What that Sofer is going to perceive as if he's not an aid kosher. So that's the chash. If you hold that you could have a situation where the sofer is allowed to sign, so then in such a case, there'll be a churva, and therefore you can never have a sofer sign. But if you hold that if Reuven instructs Shimon to tell the sofer to sign, that's also possible. And it's pasul altsmili. Interesting here, the Ran says pasul altsmili. Afilu ba'omer imru. If it's even omer imru, then you'll never have the chash. Because you can never have a case of a sofer signing unless the sofer was the shliach himself. So then in such a case, then the halacha would be that there's no problem of chsam sofer ve'ed. The chash is only if omer imru is possible. Now, one thing, of course, that you all know, but I just want to make sure that is stated for the record. We have a machlokis in the Gemara of whether omer imru is also possible according to Rabbi Yossi. What's this machlokis of omer imru? Maybe the problem is if I made Eli a shliach and Eli decides that he wants to make someone else the shliach, then that's a problem. But what if I tell Eli, you could appoint somebody else? Omer, I say to him, Imru, say to somebody else, say to them. So that is the machlokis whether Rabbi Yossi is also machmir. So let's say Rashi's been learning in our sugga, the Rabbi Meir never has a problem milim mitzvah shliach. He only has a problem bizarin the baal. Then we have a machlokis amurayim in the sixth parak, whether Omer Imru, and in our sugya we made reference to it as well, whether Omer Imru works or not. Okay. Now, so that is the first part of the Ran. Then the Ran discusses psak. Skip down a few lines. Vaharif. You have it? Does it start with a new paragraph in those Vahadar?
No.
Vaharif posek. You can scream out where it is. Vaharif posek to Omer Imru posel. So we have a question of how do we paskin on Omer Imru? Kemosha Kosavil Chosav, Umimela. So the Ran fears eyes, the Shita of the Rif. On the one hand, the Rif passes Omer Imru Pasul. So what would we say about Chsam Sofer V'Eid? It would be kosher, because there's no Chorva that's going to come out. Varif Posek to Omer Imru Pasul, Kemosha Kosavil Chosav, Umimela Chasam Sofer V'Eid kosher. Ulaficha, Kosav Perakamigarish, Masnisim, the Ksnan Ksav Sofer V'Eid, is going to be kosher. That's how the Rif paskins. That's a maskana. But asks the Ran, really? Who says beferish Omer Imru is possible? It's only a hava mina Gemara. Va'afo pisha beforish b'Gemara hedya hachad the Shmuel. In the sixth parak it says that Omer Imru is kosher. Afal gav the Rabbi Yosi Omer possible can the muchach b'Gemara. Shmuel Savala la kavasei b'may da amr milam sum shliach upalagale u'mechashe ba'amr imru. He says, where do you see that Omer Imru is possible? It's true that Rabbi Yossi holds milam sum shliach, and it's true in our sugya the Gemara says that according to Rav Ashi everybody holds that Omer Imru is possible. It's true that Rav Ashi did say that because Rav Ashi said Ashi Omer Sofer Ksov Ve'edim Chsom means that you have to hear the Tzivui Abal. It's true that that's all according to Rav Ashi, but that was Rav Ashi's Ukimta on the Mishnah. We had other Ukimtas in the Mishnah. And there's a Beferish, a Shmuel, who says that it's kosher. So the Rif, nevertheless, says that Omer Imru is going to be possible. Why? Samach harav ala sugya sheperek mishachsu kemoshe furish beel chosav. At the end of the day, it's Ravashi. Ravashi, Ravina Ravashi, Basroi. So we pass him based on that. However, continues the Ran, v'kosav b'sefer atrumas shiri cholik v'amar demehid perek shachsu lo airi. The Ravashi asam lava mitzak halacha asa. Rav Ashi, who says he's paskening? Rav Ashi's struggling with the Mishnah. He's trying to figure out who does our Mishnah line up to it. So he says our Mishnah lines up with Rabbi Yossi. Elefrushe mesnisen asya deles lekumta elekir Rabbi Yossi. So he holds that you're bemoking the Mishnah like Rabbi Yossi, like I was discussing from the first topic number one. Do you learn from our Mishnah take Rav Tzvi's position. We'll take my position, and then it'll be even accentuated according to Rav Tzvi. From our Mishnah says that you need to say to the sofer and the Edom, who holds like that, neither Rav Meir nor Rav Elazar. Okay, maybe it's Rav Yehuda. Or you could say that the Mishnah is Lav Dafka. Just because it says something in the Sugya doesn't mean that we paskin that way. So says the Sefer HaTrum in the name of the Re, it's true. Rav Ashi learns Milo Mimsul Shliach even in regards to Omer Imru. That's true. But even though Rav Ashi says that, that doesn't mean that we paskin that way. Ushmuel Nami Achi Svira, and Shmuel also holds that Omer Imru is kosher. El Diu So we follow the shita that holds that Omer Imru is kosher. So it's a machlokas rishonim whether Omer Imru is kosher or not. Now I enjoy this hemshech of the Ran because I didn't realize this when we learned when we started. We kept on talking about the order of the prakim. Now we finally right before Pesach we have a nafkamina lahalacha of whether Misha Achsu is the sixth parak or the seventh parak. Take a look at this. This is Gishmak. Ve'evshar, dekiva du'ukma Rav Ashi du basra. So the Ran has to be machriya in this machlokis. The masin parak Misha Achsu k'Rav Yosi. Havilei machlokis v'acha kach stam. V'alocha kistam. So he says like this. He says, we have a machlokis about Omer Imru. But who is the last? Where does the sugya of Milo Mimsro Shliach end in Maseches Gittin? It ends on Ayin Beis Amin Aleph. What does it end with? It ends with Rav Ashi. It ends with Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said, Milo Mimsro Shliach. So that's it. And even by Omer Imru. So the Ran then goes on, and the Ran says, and I'll prove to you that the seventh Perek is the second Perek. And you could say, Halacha Kibasrei. Because he claims the order of the Mishnayis make more sense this way. Let's see the Ran inside. He says, Upirkin de Hiskabel. Vaday mikmei pirka the misha achsu shekenu sidon shal prokin hanizakin basar shaleach the tikkun olam mudu kamafarsh v'kol atzma l'nishma sechnezu al pnei kach. Everything in the fourth and fifth prakim are tikkun olam va'acha kachoz l'inyin rishon shashlichus. So then you go back to shlichus. That's his kabel. I did tani amel shnayim v'tani misha yimushlech b'bar. So then you have misha achsu kerdaikis. So this we already saw in Rishonim already previously. But now we have enough kamina la'alacha. So that if you're going to hold that the seventh parak goes after the sixth parak, then there's a lot of room to say that Ravashi is the Basra, and Ravashi is the Basra. That means that Omer Imru is no good. However, according to those who say the prakim go in the other order, so then in such a case, then it could very well be it's going to be different. So we finally have enough kamina la'alacha. Okay, about the Seder HaPrakim. So this is the diyun of how we pass in regards to Omer Imru. That is topic number 3. The Siyata Dishmaya, topic number 4, the most lumdish of the topics in our sugya. Continues the Ran, in Dibra Maskel V'Hiksha Ramban, the Ran continues with the following fundamental question. And that is, what is the problem of Omer Imru? What exactly is the problem of Omer Imru? The Ran and the Ramban starting point is that Omer Imru and Mili are entirely different things. Now I know that I'm not learning in the conceptual style where you start with the Svaris. If you notice, we haven't discussed the Svar at all of Mili Lo Mimsro Shliach. This is the way Rabbi Braunschweig claimed Rav Soloveitchik also learned. That you go through the Pshat and the Sugya, and then after you plow through all the Pshat, so then eventually the Svaris will come out by themselves. That's the way my Rebbeim learned. So now we're ready to start talking about a little bit of the Svara. What's a little bit of the Svara? That l'chura milu lo mimsro l'shliach, the problem is that you can't, there's something problematic, which we'll qualify in 20 minutes, bli neder. There's something problematic about resending an instruction of words. Let's just go through the basic of that. When I make you a shliach to be mafresh truma, so I'm asking you to do an action. So when I ask you to do an action, so you could then instruct somebody else to do that action. But if I asked you to do something in words, how do we know that you could take those words and then transfer those words to somebody else? Maybe only an action could be transferred. Now again, the svara we haven't done yet. But let's see. Comes along the Ramban, and the Ramban says, fine. Mili lo mimsru l'shliach. But what if I instructed you to take the words further? So if I instruct you to take the words further, oimer imru, so then in such a case, then it's obvious that it should work. That's his starting point. L'chura, it should be obvious. So let's take a look and see inside. This is topic number three. V'hiksha Ramban, my time of demand the pasul b'omer imru, imishu mili, my mili kamasar iu l'shliach. Halav mili masar, eloha reyu osa shaliach, shlo b'fanav. What am I doing? I'm asking Eli to appoint someone else a shliach. V'chi ein adam asu ilasa shliach shlo b'fanav. So that's the starting point. Now, the answer to the question is pretty obvious. V'im tomer, and if you're going to say, shlo chilek Rabbi Yossi, elo ba'omer imru b'datchem, v'lo b'yur ploni sofer, ploni edim. Av'lo ba'osa osa shliach, v'chol makom. So he gives an obvious answer. What does Omer Imru mean? Does Omer Imru mean I tell Eli to make another shliach? Or I tell Eli to appoint a particular shliach? So maybe you'll say that Einachanami, the only time there's a problem for me to instruct Eli is if I say to Eli, take my words and then transfer them on to make another shliach. But I don't tell him who. But if I tell him who, then of course that's going to be fine. Because there, I'm asking him to make someone else a shliach. Says Ramban, no. Halo mashma hachi. Do amrina behedi uploni uploni v'yachtemu v'chein pirish Rashi. The mashmos of Rashi is that even if I tell Eli who to appoint, it's not going to work. So answers the Ramban, something fascinating. V'tirates. Dishani get the kivon de ba'inon l'shma uba'inon nami v'kasav la klomer shiich kishiich devulo abal ein asofer va'einim chosim v'makom abal el kishishem shamum hemi piv aval b'shar hadvarim osa adam shliach shalom b'fanav. The problem is that the shliach needs to hear the instruction from the Baal. If he doesn't need the instruction from the Baal, then it's not going to work. Says Ramban, but of course, if a woman instructs someone else to make to be a shliach lekabbalah and to make someone else another shliach lekabbalah, then in such a case it's going to work. It's particularly a chisaron. It's particularly a chisaron in regards to tzivui haba. What's going to be a nafkamina? Says Ramban Gishmak. What did the Gemara say on Chavtes Amid Aleph? Is there a problem of mili lo mimsru l'shliach by matana? The Gemara said yes. Says the Ramban, but if that's so, that's only mili lo mimsru l'shliach. But Omer Imru is going to be fine. Mili lo mimsru l'shliach that I can't transfer to the next person. But if it's Omer Imru, so then in such a case it'll work. That's what how the Ramban finishes off. So this is an important point, just also being Masader the Sugya. That even though that you could paskin Omer Imru is also a problem, nevertheless, if according to the Ramban, we that would only be in regards to get, but in regards to matana, Omer Imru is going to be fine. Why? Because if, when it comes to a matana, I appoint Eli to appoint someone else to give a matana, there's absolutely no reason that the shlichus shouldn't be transferred. I clearly delineate, I want you to be a shliach to make him a shliach. But when it comes to get, it's a separate problem called the problem with sivui haba. So really, what emerges then is that there's mamish tzvei dinim in the sugya according to Ramban. There's a din of tzivui haba, and sometimes we call that mili lo mimsru l'shliach, and that's called omer imru is also possible. And then there's another halacha of mili lo mimsru l'shliach that you can't transfer from one to the next. But then the ra'ah asks the obvious question: it's nice to have two dinim, but two dinim there has to be a need for two dinim. You can't make two dinim when it really is an entirely different din. See, this is the Makoros that you could always ask the Rebbe and challenge the Rebbe. The Ra'ah says, the Imkain, the Sri Rabbi Yosef, Afil Manashliach, Mavura, Shaloba, Fana, possible get, Mina Yadi, the time the Rabbi Yosef, Mishum, the Milom, Mishra, Shliach. How do we know that the problem is Milom, Mishra, Shliach? Dilma, time Rabbi Yosef, Mishum, the Baya, Shiyishmuch, Mipid, Mamish. So, how do you know altogether that there's an independent problem called Milom, Mishra, Shliach, which the Gemara even said applied to Matana? Maybe it's a din called Siwi Abal. How could we extrapolate now if we're going to say that according to Rabbi Yossi, Omer Imru works when it comes to Matana? How are we going to be able to extrapolate to that? So this is the great kasha of the Ra'ah. So Rabbos, let's go for a summary. Okay, here we go. You can jump back in. The Ramban is the fourth issue, and the Ramban says that really, at first glance, it's hard to understand why should there be a problem with Omer Imru. Because even though Eli cannot on his own transfer my words, but if my words were to tell Eli to go and to make someone else a shliach, then it should be obvious that it should work. What's the svara that Omer Imru doesn't work? Says the Ramban, Eina Chanami. Really, you should be able to do it, but it's a separate chisaron called that you need Sivu Abam. According to Ramban, then there are two different sugyas. One is Omer Imru, which works by Matana, because there you don't need Siwe Abal. And then there's a separate sugya called Milom Imsur Shliach, which is a problem by Get. And that is a problem even by Omer Imru. When it comes to Mili, where there's no Omer Imru, which means that I told Eli to do something and just to appoint someone in general, so then in such a case, then that would be a problem by Get and Matana. But the moment in which I tell Eli who I want it to be appointed, so then it's going to work by Matana, but it won't work by Get because there's no Tzivui Abal. Comes along the Ra'ah, and the Ra'ah asks, but if that's so then there's no independent sugya called Mili Lo Mimsru L'Shliach. Mili Lo Mimsru L'Shliach in Gittin is the problem of Tzivui Abal. Where in Shas do you have a problem of a matana called Mili Lo Mimsru L'Shliach? Where in Shas did we get Shitas Rabbi Yossi? We got Rabbi Yossi from the sugya on Chavtes that was a sugya by Get. So there's no such thing as Mili Lo Mimsru L'Shliach. There's a chisar and Tzivui Abal, and that's all you have. So we're making castles based on a precedent that only L'Chura at first glance should apply to Get. And how do you know that there's this whole broader sugya milam and soshiach once you say that Get is different than everything else? If you hold Get is like everything else, so then I understand. But the moment in which Ramban is saying, no, Omer Imru, when he specifies, is going to work when it comes to Matana, so then you're saying that there's this new sugya called milam and soshiach. What's your source? And if you can tell me your source is Rabbi Yosef, when it comes to Get, this is a special chisar and Sivui Abal, sharp kasha. Talmud has a good kasha on the Rebbe. So I think in Rav Soloveitchik's shiurim he drove at something like this, but I actually found it in a beautiful pshat sefer, in a sefer Nachlas Moshe. The chevra knows from last year that I enjoy the sefer Nachlas Moshe very, very much. It's a fantastic sefer. So here he says a lamdus, and part of his lamdus, Meir. Absolutely. But first of all, Osios Machimos, let's do it in the words.
Oh, Rebbe's trying to answer the Ra'ah. I thought he was asking on the Ra'ah.
No. The Ra'ah's Kasha. For the Ra'ah's Kasha. Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to give Achronish the Teretz. Okay. So,
But the Ra'ah answers. Yeah, that's why I said, yeah.
Right. Okay.
So,
Right. So I want to stop right here with the Ra'ah's Kasha. So Remeir suggested to me something in Seder, something very basic, which the Nachlas Moshe comes back to. Let's pick up. We could read his teretz inside, and it really gets us thinking. Five lines from the bottom. I'm going to streamline his teretz. Five or six lines from the bottom. First word on the line is Habal. By the way, he does a beautiful summary of the sugya as well. The Nachlas Moshe. Vihine hachiluk. 6 lines, 6 or 7 lines from the bottom. Reshmem, thank you. Vihine achiluk bein imne mar milim mimsul l'shliach ubein imne mar delo mimsul l'shniach. The im ne mar milim mimsul l'shliach as shliach l'mili havei kechol shliach. So the Nachlas Moshe takes a step back. What is the nekudas hamachlokas? Let's say someone's arguing about milim mimsul l'shliach or not. Who's someone? Well, according to Rashi, very very neat. Rabbi Meir always holds milim mimsul l'shliach, and Rabbi Yossi always holds milim lo mimsul l'shliach. Well, that was what we saw. What is that machlokas? So says the Nachlas Moshe as follows: the imnem are mili misul shliach, or shliach lemili have a kechol shliach, have a mamish kemoso. Generally, we say shlucho kemoso. So then, what we're saying: the hainu shas shliach nia bala maisa. If I hold that when the way shlichus works is that you become the bal maisa, so then in such a case, if Eli, the best way to say it, of course, is cloned. If Eli becomes me cloned, so then in such a case, then why should Mili lo mimsur l'shliach? Because Eli now becomes me. So Eli can now take my word further. Mary, this is along the lines of what you were saying, right? That you take the words further. But if you hold me lom nim so shliach tapa resh me malif, oz im osen shliach lemili, ein a shliach niya kemoso. Ela ha pu'ula sha shliach osen nechshev kilu ha mishalech osa. But rather, what is, how does shlichus work? Shlichus works that Eli has the right to do a maisa, where it's chalois, is mitzuref back to me. So he says very, very sharp. He says, V'chura, mili mimsur l'shliach, mili lo mimsur l'shliach, is a basic chakira in shlichus. If I hold that the shliach becomes the mishaleach, then he should be able to give over. If he holds that he doesn't become the shliach, but rather he's just mitzarif the pu'ula, maybe in such a case it doesn't work. Ah, v'lachein tzarech lomar. The Reb Yossi sover mili mimsur l'shliach. The im sover mimsur l'shliach, in kein vada diyachal lasso shliach acher, that shliach arishan have a mokum abal. So if that would be so, that he becomes the baal himself, so then in such a case, then he should be able to create sivui abal. Because the baal is saying, I am giving you power of attorney. If I'm giving you the power of attorney to make my decisions, then it should work that he should be able to instruct him in regards to a get as well. David Kamosha about Siva. Elal Karchok Sover Rabbi Yossi Demilim Rimsla Shliach Vav Shliach Harishon Lo Avi V'Makam Abal. That's the step. If you held Rabbi Yossi held Mili Mimsra L'Shliach, then he shouldn't have any problem even in regards to Tzivui Abal. He shouldn't even have a problem with Tzivui Abal. So therefore, you're right, Ra'ah. At first glance, it seems like that this is just a sugya of Tzivui Abal. It's nothing to do with it. But the whole chiddush of the Amorayim, the way the Amorayim were taiching up, more particularly Rava, the way Rava was taiching up Rabbi Yossi is, he's asking a fundamental question, and that is, if the shliach becomes the mishaleach, that should be considered Tzivui Abal. Kamash malon, that must be mili lo mimsur l'shliach. If that's so, so then in such a case, then that would apply also to Kol HaTorah Kula. Ah, but says the Ramban, even though it's going to apply to Kol HaTorah Kula, that's only going to be in a case of where you don't have, where you need a Tzivui Abal. In other words, in an Omer Imru case, it's not going to work because you didn't have the direct Tzivui Abal. But when it comes to Matana, so then in such a case, Omer Imru is going to work. So that's the beautiful omic. So now what we have, I'll say over the Yesod, and then I'll say over Bli Neder, summarize everything from the Ramban and the Ra'ah. So now what we have is we have Meir's Pshat, that the Nachlas Moshe says, take a look at Rav Soloveitchik Shirim. He dances around this a little bit, but he doesn't, his Nusach is a little different. I found the Nachlas Moshe's Nusach more easier for us to package things. So the machlok is mili mimsul shliach or not, actually will revolve around the basic chakira and shlichus. Does the shliach become the mishaleach? If the shliach becomes the mishaleach, then you should say mili mimsul shliach. But if we hold that he doesn't, that the vart of shlichus is that you mitzarif the chalos to the maisa, so then the chalos of Eli is mitzarif back to me. But he doesn't become me. If he doesn't become me, then he can't give my tzivui. If that's our starting point, so now let's go back and answer a question. Let's review everything from the top. Comes along the, now we're gonna, that's the chakira, that's mili mimsul shliach or not. Now the siyata d'shmaya, let's summarize issue number 4 now with the teretz. So the Ramban starts out, and the Ramban says, how in the world would there be a problem of Omer Imru? Why in the world should there be a problem? That if I instruct Eli to instruct somebody else, how could that be a problem? Why should Omer Imru be a problem? So says the Ramban, it's a great kasha. And the Ramban says, Omer Imru is talking about even when I instructed Eli to instruct somebody else. You could answer and say that no, Omer Imru is only a case of where I instructed Eli to instruct someone in general, but I didn't spell out who it is. But the Mashmosa Rashi is that I told Eli to instruct Shmuel. And still a chisarn. So what in the world should be that chisarn? Why should that be a problem? That's the problem. Answers the Ramban. Eina chanami. The Omer Imru problem is that Shmuel didn't hear from me. But eina chanami. He could be mili mims. That's not a problem. Mili mimsra l'shliach. He heard it from me. Okay. So what comes out, summarized according to Ramban then, is that you have tzvei dinim in the sugya milim mimsur l'shliach. One din in the sugya milim mimsur l'shliach is a din in get. And when it comes to get has an added problem, not only milim mimsur l'shliach, but also you need to have the tzivui abal. And then you have another problem in shas. In shas, you need to have the baal instructing the third party. So when I instruct Eli to the third party Shmuel, then it's going to work. When I instruct Eli just to make a shliach, so then it's not going to work when it comes to matana. When it comes to get, Shmuel has to hear it from me. Adkan, divrei Ramban. So far, so good, Rabbosai. Comes along the Ra'ah, and the Ra'ah says, this is circular. Rebbe, he says, this is circular. He says, you're creating this whole sugya, milo, mimso, shliach, and shas, which the Gemara did. It's not the Ramban, the Gemara already did. But according to your svara, it doesn't apply. It's a special din of Tzivui Abal. If it's a special din of Tzivui Abal, why does the Gemara extrapolate to Dinei Matana? Now, if you had a sugya in Bava Mitzia that had Mili Lo Mimsur L'Shliach, so then we could simply answer, no, there's another place in Shas, but there is no other place. So then, where did the Gemara get this from? According to Ramban, it entirely comes from Tzivui Abal. That's the Ra'oz Kasha. Comes along Nachas Moshe, and Nachas Moshe says, no. Because there's a problem of Tzivui Abal in this case, that shows us that in Kol HaTorah Kula, Mili Lo Mimsur L'Shliach. What's the problem, Mili Lo Mimsur L'Shliach? If Eli becomes me, so then even when it comes to Gerushin, the halacha should be that he should be able to instruct Shmuel. Because he becomes me. But what's the problem, Mili Lo Mimsur L'Shliach? The whole problem, Mili Lo Mimsur L'Shliach, is that the Rabbi Yossi is assuming that Eli does not become me. If Eli does not become me, so then how does Shlichus work in general? I request that Eli do a Maisa, and since he's acting on my behalf, that Chalois is Mitzuref back to me. That doesn't work when it comes to Gittin, because it's not enough. Shmuel needs to hear my Tzivui. But if we would say Mili Mimsur L'Shliach, then it would be considered as if Shmuel heard it from me. So comes along the Gemara on Daf Chavtes Amin Aleph, and the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, if Rabbi Yossi is going to hold Mili Lo Mimsur L'Shliach, then what Rabbi Yossi is really saying is that the Eli is not me, is not cloned as me. And then we have a problem of Mili Lo Mimsur L'Shliach. Because Shmuel needs to hear my tzivui. And if he's not cloned, so then in such a case, then he's not going to get it. But if the way in which Shlichus would work is that Eli would become me, so then he could give my tzivui. He becomes me, he gives my tzivui. The fact that Rabbi Yossi has a problem and says that it doesn't work shows that Rabbi Yossi holds milu lo mimsra l'shliach, and he doesn't become me. And rather, the way shlichus normally works is he mitzaref the chalos to me. In kainim advarim, so now we've answered the Ra'az kasha. The Ra'az kasha was, the Ra'az was asking, at the end of the day, this should be just a problem in regards to get. No, 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 no. It wouldn't be a problem of get if you hold milu mimsra l'shliach. If you held milu mimsra l'shliach, then it would be, then the halach would be that even by get it works. So since by get it doesn't work, why doesn't it work? Because milu lo mimsra l'shliach, which means that Eli in shlichus doesn't become me, and by get it's not going to work because milu lo mimsra l'shliach. If that's so, that problem that he doesn't become me should be a problem in all in when it comes to matana as well. And that is going to be what the chisaron over here. But again, the nafkamina is going to be in regards to matana. When it comes to matana, so there, einachanami, if I don't instruct Eli to instruct Shmuel, it will be a problem. But if I instruct Eli to instruct Shmuel, so then in such a case, then it would work. Why? Because in such a case, Mili would be Mimsra l'shliach, because I gave the message to him to give to him. The only problem is in regards to Tzivui Abal. So get, you have a problem with Tzivui Abal. When it comes to Matana, you're not going to have a problem of Omer Imru when he gives it, when he, the Mishaleach, instructs the Shliach for the full details. Okay, Rabos, let's go for a summary of everything we did today. That was a summary of number 4. B'siyat d'shmaya, let's go through a summary of everything that we did today. Number 1, our Mishnah says that you have to tell the sofer write and sign. So L'chura, the Beis Shmuel points out that you shouldn't have to tell the sofer and sign. Either according to Rameir or Blazer, according to Rablazer, it should have to be the sign. According to Rameir, it should have to be the writing. So that's the point of Pnei Shmuel. The Pnei Yoshua gives a, and he says we're going to Rabbi Yehuda. The Pnei Yoshua gives a difficult answer that says the moment in which the Baal says both, it shows that he's makbid, and if he's makbid, so then in such a case it becomes a chisar in the tzivu Baal, ayin be Pnei Yoshua. Wait, just a second. Yeah, it's the same achar. Number 3 was the Ran. Number 2. What was number 2? Number 2 was the second topic. Was Chavtes? Was that?
Yeah.
Chavtes. Right. So, right. Correct. So then we, background. Number 2 was background. Was the background of everything Meir and Yossi are arguing about. That on Chavtes, we have machlokes between Abaye and Rava. What is the diyun of Mili Mimsra L'Shliach or not? Abaye says it's Bizayon Debal, while Rava says, they're introduced the idea of Mili Lo Mimsra L'Shliach. So it's really Rava's idea. What then is the machlokes to Meir and Rabbi Yossi? So the Ran fears Ois. And the Ran says, the machlokes to Meir and Rabbi Yossi is going to be the following. If you, as the Gemara says, that according to Rameir, it works when you instruct in front of 3, because then there isn't going to be Bizayon Debal. Or if you instruct in front of 3, so then in such a case, then we would say, Mili is Mimsra L'Shliach, because the words have a greater Chashivas. By the way, I was never masbir how that the Bezdin creates a greater Chashivas according to Rava, that according to Rabbi Meir, then in such a case it's going to work. That I said we might get to, but we touched on it, but we really weren't masbir out of self. And then we pointed out Rashi is actually quite beautiful. If you're not going to be a posek and try to reconcile all the Gemaras that they should work automatically congruously, but you're going to learn each Gemara al pi pshuto. So Rashi says our Gemara has Rabbi Meir saying Mili Mimsra L'Shliach. So if it has our Gemara saying Mili Mimsra L'Shliach, so then Rashi is going to learn that the time it doesn't work according to Rabbi Meir is not because of Mili, but it's because of Bizayon Debal. So Rashi is going to learn according to Abaye, even though that's not a Libud Hilchasa. Okay, now that we use the word Kehilchasa, topic number 3, how do we paskin in regards to this machlokas? In other words, what do we say in regards to Omer Imru? Because there's a shita of Shmuel in the 6th parak who says that Omer Imru works. Is that like Mili or is that not considered like Mili? So the svaris we're going to get to later about whether it's like Mili or not. But first, la halacha. So that depends on our sugya, where Ravashi seems to hold that everything is no good, even Omer Imru is not going good, and that's how he learns our Mishnah. And it sounds like even Omer Imru is not good. Is this Ravashi a trump card or is it not? Now, one of the issues of whether Ravashi is a trump card is that fascinating question of which came first, the six parak or seven parak. So we finally have a nafkamina la halacha of what comes first, the six parak or the seventh parak. That's a nafkamina la halacha. Whether we pass in the Omer Imru doesn't work. That's issue number three. Issue number four, b'siyata d'shmaya, is the issue, the fundamental issue. And that starts with the Ramban asking, how does Omer Imru work altogether? So he says, how does Omer Imru work? Omer Imru, it shouldn't be a problem at all. And he says, it's pashut that according to Rashi, it's a problem, even if I instruct Eli to instruct Shmuel. So why in the world should that be a problem? Where's the shlichus going wrong? So the Rabban says that ain't a chanami. Really, that works by matana. If I instruct Eli to tell Shmuel to give a matana. But the problem is that when it comes to get, Shmuel didn't hear from my words. Adkan divrei Ramban. And so what comes out according to Ramban is that there are really two tracks. There's a track by get, where we're more machmi nitzivei baal. When it comes to matana, there Omer Imru is going to work if I spell out who Shmuel is. Who's going to be Eli's next shliach that he's going to appoint. But comes along the Ra'ah, and the Ra'ah says, Rebbe, I don't understand. If the whole word over here is tzivei baal, then you made up a whole sugya by matana that doesn't exist. Because if you're saying that Rabbi Yossi's problem is a problem of tzivui abal, so then it's a particular problem in regards to get, and then maybe even mili mimsur l'shliach. This is not a kol haTorah kula question of mili mimsur l'shliach or not. It's a din and get. And then the Ra'az kasha is, so then the teret, then the whole yisod of the sugya then is off, according to Ramban, because it shouldn't be applied to matana altogether. And the Gemara Beferish on Chavtez did. Comes along the Nachlas Moshe with Meir's Chakira, and he says, no, it goes like this. When we say Mili Lo Mimsro Shliach, we're actually making an assumption of how Shlichus works. We're assuming that Eli doesn't become me. Because if Eli did become me, then really there shouldn't even be a problem with Tzivui Abba. So when we say that there's a problem with Tzivui Abba, we're really saying Mili Lo Mimsro Shliach. That's what we're really saying. We're really saying Mili Lo Mimsro Shliach. And ain't a chanami. In a case where I point Eli to appoint Shmuel, that's not mili lo mimsru l'shliach. That's mili mimsru l'shliach, because I told him to appoint someone else. That's entirely coming from me. The only problem is going to be in regards to get, because he didn't have that tzivui abal. But to answer the Ra'az kasha, the Ra'az says, if you're saying the whole problem of Mili Mimsro L'Shliach is regards to Tzivui Abal, then it's a unique problem of Get. No, no, no. The whole problem of Get is only because Mili Mimsro L'Shliach. If Mili would be Mimsro L'Shliach, so then in such a case, I could appoint Eli, and he could become me. So what does Mili Mimsro L'Shliach tell me? Mili Mimsro L'Shliach says that Eli never becomes me. It sounds like in all Shlichus, Eli never becomes me. If Eli never becomes me, so then in such a case, then Shmuel's not hearing it from Eli. If Shmuel's not hearing it for Eli, then it doesn't work by, then this shows us the Shas Klal that Eli doesn't become my Shliach. If Eli doesn't become my Shliach, so then in such a case, then we see Mili Lo Mimsro L'Shliach, and that will apply to Kol HaTorah Kula. The one place that won't apply to Kol HaTorah Kula is when it's not even Mili Mimsro L'Shliach. I didn't give over words to Eli. I gave over shlichus to Shmuel. It's just that It's just that I added Eli as my middleman. That's not called Milo Mimsul Shliach. That's Omer Imru. That problem of Omer Imru is not Milo Mimsul Shliach. Omer Imru is the problem of Sivu Yabal. Shkoyach.